All right, the Pennsylvania budget has been dragging on and on and on and on and on. We know this. Now we're bumping up against it in a couple of weeks. The governor has to propose a new budget for the next fiscal year. The current one's not even settled yet. And meanwhile, what's the governor and his cronies when the Democrat Party been doing? They've been firing off attack ads at the Republicans who control the state legislature. And these are just a couple of clips from one of those ads.
The Republicans in Harrisburg were fighting each other over the state budget. That's right. Each other. The Republican State Senate passed a responsible budget that begins to fund education. But the Republican House of Representatives has insisted on a budget that fails to fund education and balloons the deficit.
Yeah. Responsible budget in their minds, and Pappy Wolf's mind, is one that has all kinds of taxes in it. Here's Pappy Wolf the other day with Larry and John.
Well, I think you need to ask the Republican leaders. We had a budget. It passed the Senate overwhelmingly. It passed the House. And it was not permitted to get to my desk by the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives. I think you need to ask them what game they're playing and why they're keeping the people of Pennsylvania from an honest budget.
Well, we're going to do just that right now. Here's the leader in the state House, the state House Speaker, Mr. Mike Torzay. Speaker, welcome on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great. So, okay, I'm asking you. You have to ask the Republican leadership. Okay, so I'm going to let
Mike,
you respond to this guy.
The State House and the State Senate passed a budget, three budgets, to put on the governor's desk. He vetoed one in total in June, which was completely responsible. He vetoed an appropriate stopgap in September. And right before the holidays, we put a $30.265 billion budget on his desk. We voted it in the House on December 8th with 115 votes. And the Senate, with every single Republican and two Democrats, voted for it right before Christmas. It was placed on his desk. And here's the thing. That budget is a compromise budget. It spends almost 3.6% more than last year's spend. The core rate of inflation in the United States of America at this time is 2%, and the non-core, which is the one that everybody refers to in terms of the economy, is less than 1%, and it increases education spending by $400 million, and it was on the governor's desk, and the governor chose to line item about 12% of that budget. But the fact of the matter is three responsible budgets have been on the governor's desk. And we put this budget on the governor's desk right before Christmas, and it completely takes care of the needs of the citizens of Pennsylvania. While it does not increase the personal income tax from 3.07 to 3.7%, which is about a $2.6 billion tax increase, which he was negotiating with folks in the House, it does not increase the sales tax. If you take it up to about 7%, that's about a $1.6 billion increase. And he wanted some combination of the two, which he did not have an agreement upon the citizens of Pennsylvania. Why couldn't he get it done? Because people don't need a tax increase, and you can have a responsible budget without it.
Well, he does. I mean, does he honestly think that these attack ads are getting any traction with you guys?
I mean, Mike, here's the thing. He has run a full-time campaign operation since the day he took office. And when you can't win on policy and facts, what do? You resort to ad hominem personal attacks. And you and I know that he got $13 million for his election and for the Democratic Party. It came from the SEIU, the Service Employees Union, came from PSCA, Pennsylvania State Education Association, came from AFT, the Federation of Teachers. It came from the food and commercial workers. It's the same folks that are funding these quote-unquote independent ads.
Yeah, right, through the Democrat governor's
office.
Yeah. So at this point, how does – he's made his life even more difficult now because in a couple – I mean, literally 2 or 3 weeks, I think it is, that he has to propose a new budget for the next fiscal year, and this one's not even settled.
Well, I mean, for many intents and purposes, the budget, you know, all 24 – billion dollars of the federal pass-through dollars are being released, and $23.4 billion of this $30.265 billion budget have been released. The governor really, he has signed into law all the education lines, transportation, ready-to-learn block grant, The only one that in special education, with respect to the basic education funding, he vetoed about $3.1 billion out of about $5.7 billion, so about $2.6 billion of that will be flowing out. And if I would have been governor, and let's just say Dan Honorato was governor, and any Republican or moderate Democratic governor would have either signed that budget and declared victory or at least let it become law. But when you want to have, like, anarchy and you want to just allow the campaign ads to run nonstop, and that's how you govern,
but,
it's a problem.
Well, but obviously this has not been working for him. Are you hearing, are your members, you're in the Republican leadership, we're talking with Speaker of the State House, Mike Torzai, from here in Western Pennsylvania, but you're the Speaker of the State House, a leader of the Republicans in the State House, and leading the charge against extra taxes, more taxes, that this governor seems to want. Is he really getting any traction in terms of getting, are people contacting your members and say, yes, we want more taxes, get this done? I don't think they are they?
I hear hold the line, and people are saying thank you for being responsible.
Add my voice to that, because I say that. In fact, I saw you over the summer. You may recall, maybe not, but I saw you very briefly at a party. It was a fundraiser. Do you remember that?
Michael. Yes.
I said to you that people like me are counting on you and your leadership and your members to hold the line against this guy, because this guy campaigned on one thing, and then he, in the words of one of his fellow Democrats now, he came up with this plan to tax everything that moves. And so this is where we are. Well, I think we're almost out of time here, but I appreciate you reaching out to us, and we are very well aware that you're under attack. I mean, he's referred to your to this budget as garbage. I don't think those are conciliatory words, or those are not the kind of words that you would say if you're really truly looking for a compromise and an effective solution here. Do you? I mean, did you use that kind of language?
No. When you can't make a policy argument, you distort things. You go to lies, and you go to guttural attacks. You go to ad hominem and personal attacks, and that's no way to govern. I'm just convinced of it, Mike. And here's the thing: it's a budget that increased spending by almost 3.5%. It really spends more than I myself personally would have done, but it's a compromise. As I said, the rate of growth of the economy, the core is 2%, and the real rate of growth is less than 1%. And here we are. We put a budget on his desk that increases education spending by $400 million. And he keeps saying it's a $95 million cut. There was one line called a planning and construction line. His budget proposal said, let's take that offline. Let's take it offline, and let's get rid of that over time. It's a winner-loser type line. This is not about direct funding for quote-unquote education. And guess what? We're paying it with a bond that over 30 years will pay it off. And that was his proposal.
All right. Well,
and let's be honest, the other money is for salaries and benefits for teachers and administrators.
All right. We got to stop there. Keep fighting the good fight, as far as I'm concerned. And I think a lot of other people are concerned. Mike Torzai, the Speaker of the State House. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. You have a good one. 225 on KDKA.